special master hearing today. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal judge in West Palm Beach, Florida, to hear the arguments for and against appointing a special master to oversee the evidence seized in the FBI's raid on Donald Trump's home.
The former president contends FBI agents executing a search warrant seized items they had no right to take and wants the independent reviewer to determine which documents can be returned. The judge had previously indicated she was inclined to grant the request.
Fox's Evan Brown, the Justice Department says there's no need for an observer because they've already reviewed the evidence. The Trump legal team says in opposing the appointment, the Justice Department is trying to challenge any judicial consideration of any aspect of its unprecedented behavior in the investigation. Trump attorney Alina Haba also blasting the Department of Justice for releasing a photo that seemed to show documents strewn about the former president's office.
They literally must have gone in and taken out documents they wanted, or cover letters as it is, and put it about so that the public believes that this is top secret documents that were on his floor.
The New York Times reports agents arranged the documents for the photo. A special UN nuclear power team has arrived in Zaporizhia, Ukraine to inspect the nuclear power plant there. Heavy fighting continues in the area, and there are reports that Russian forces are shelling their route, but IAEA team leader Rafael Grossi is undeterred.
Weighing the pros and cons, and having come so far, we are not stopping. We are moving now.
There are worries that damage to the plant could lead to radiation leaks, nor worse. Much of California and southern Nevada under excessive heat warnings for the next week. California's Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency, authorizing the state to buy more power from outside sources and urging residents to conserve energy to reduce the chance for rolling blackouts. Parts of Oregon and Idaho are also under excessive heat advisories. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More COVID shots are coming for the people who want them.
A new COVID booster shot could be available to Americans in a matter of days after the FDA gave authorization to a new recipe made by Pfizer and Moderna. The new vaccines combine the original recipe with updates specifically for Omicron variants BA4 and BA5, considered the most contagious strains. The U.S. has already purchased more than 170 million doses. Pfizer says it can ship up to 15 million by the end of next week. Still, it's unclear how widespread new booster shots will be. Only about half of fully vaccinated Americans got a first recommended booster dose, and a third of those 50 and older eligible for a second booster did so. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Under pressure from the Department of Transportation, several of the major U.S. airlines say they'll pay for meals for air travelers delayed 3 hours or more by issues under the airline's control, and they'll offer hotel vouchers for overnight delays. President Biden planning a primetime political speech tonight.
The White House says President Biden will deliver the speech outside of Independence Hall with a focus on the, quote, continued battle for the soul of the nation. President Biden is expected to discuss how the nation's standing in the world and its democracy are at stake with the midterm elections approaching. This comes after a recent rally where the president labeled what he called the extreme MAGA philosophy like semi-fascism. Pennsylvania serves as a major battleground for the midterms as the state will elect a new governor and member of the Senate. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The life of an Indiana police officer will come to a tragic end today. Doctors will end life support for Richmond, Indiana canine officer Sierra Burton after determining she cannot recover from the gunshot wound to the head suffered in a traffic stop 3 weeks ago. But her police chief says her service to the community continues through organ donation. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.